This is Tony Teolis of todolisthome.com. I wanted to accompany episode 69 with this video. It is March 29th, 2012, and I wanted to show what the soil blocks that I haven't already put out into the yard look like in the green room here, and show you what the
first some of the plants that we were able to overwinter so far are this blood orange, and then I have a couple of hot peppers that I'm hoping will come back. I don't know, this is going to be tricky. I've heard about this, but we'll see. But my habanero here, this is a monster habanero plant that I dug out of the ground and put into a pot. And maybe in another month, if I put that into the ground, maybe it'll reestablish itself. We'll see. Up here, to start with, are some basil that I put in about 3 weeks ago, and they're finally starting to come up a little bit. You can see a little bit of buds growing, breaking through the soil right there and there. Over here we have marigold, and the marigold are a little slow to come in, but they're starting to pop through a little bit. Popping through in odd places. I don't know if that depends on the odd shape of their seeds or not, but we'll be keeping an eye on these.
Down here we have some green onions that I started in vermiculite and then just transferred to my own potting mix, which consists of potting soil, sand, vermiculite, a little bit of compost mixed with water, and that's basically how I make these wonderful soil blocks. So I'm going to pick one up here to show you how sturdy they are. This is Amaranth Love Lies Bleeding, and that's been growing for several weeks now, and you see how fine that's coming out, and it's starting to develop a tap root. So I'll have to decide whether or not I think the weather's going to change to the point where we will have more frosts or not. I'd rather not put that out until the last frost. I have here some growing thyme down here. I have some other flowers. I have some asters coming in here for the honeybees. And again, you pick one up and you see that the roots don't come out like they typically do in a regular old potting block and swirl around the sides and look all nasty. The roots come to a natural end like that. Over here, still hasn't popped through yet, are the spider flower, the cleome. I have chamomile here. And 4 o'clocks here, which are lovely flowers that come out and bloom at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. As you can see, I'm having pretty good success rate so far. I actually think that my last pepper plant is starting to pop through right there. I have to keep an eye on that. But all of the red hot peppers, the habanero, and the eggplant, these are habanero here, have come through. And these are red hot peppers. And then I have the eggplant right here. Next to them, I have my tomatoes. You see how, again, how these are coming up. I have a combination of cherry tomatoes and spice tomatoes. As you can see, we got some life forms all around in here, crawling around, doing their thing, making a little organic home here. Next to the tomatoes, I have okra. And okra are getting rather long tap roots, and again, I need to decide whether or not I'm ready to put those into the ground or not.
Next to the okra are oregano.
And this is what a parsley soil block looks like. You see a little bit of the root coming out there, so it's probably not a bad idea to put this into the ground soon. Already started to plant those. Got some more flowers growing here. And then I like to start my peas in another fine mix of the potting soil and sand and vermiculite and compost that I'll put the seeds right on top of. And I get a nice set of starch right here, and I'll put these into the ground. And I'm thinking I should put these into the ground probably tonight. So that's the chore for this
one evening. Item that has made having the soil blocks really easy to maintain is this sprayer. I got a pack of 3 of them from Amazon.com. And it's real easy to make sure I'm watering the plants and just giving them a little bit of a mist every day is all they need. And as you can tell, I've been doing this for almost 2 months now. There's plants in the ground as a result of making these soil blocks.
As you can see, making soil blocks has proved to be quite productive for me. Not only was it fun making them, but it's much more fun to see them actually produce something and grow and not use other materials during the growing season other than the grow lights, a sprayer, and some odd materials that I had left laying around the house. This is Tony Teolis from todolisthome.com. Come back again to see how they do once they're in the ground.